Though the mood has been creepy and spooky for Halloween this week, the Commerce Tigers are hoping things aren't that scary for them tonight as they travel to take on the Farmers of Farmersville. This is 88.9 KETR. I'm Matt Minky, bringing you highlights of the match. The Commerce Tigers received the ball to start off the game, but could not make anything happen on that opening possession. But the Farmers sowed seeds early, tractoring a 27-yard TD run to take the lead, 7-0 in the opening minutes of the first quarter. No sooner did the Tigers get into their next drive than the Farmers picked the pigskin off and went right to market again.
First down and goal at the one for Farmersville. They will go with two tight ends and a T formation. Three backs shoulder to shoulder behind Cole Anderson, the quarterback. And a gift to Darren Pennington. That's his second touchdown of the night. He scores standing up. They get a big push on the right side of the offensive line, and Pennington into the end zone.
Real simple push up front, two lead blockers. That's going to be a tough one to stop any day of the week.
With the extra point, Farmersville 14 to Commerce 0 with 8 minutes left in the first. It was later in the second that the home team continued to make the action all Farmersville.
Now here's a pitch back to Pennington. Off right tackle into the secondary he goes. Down the sideline, look out at the 20, at the 10. Touchdown, Farmersville Farmers. 47-yard touchdown run by Darren Pennington, his third touchdown of the night.
Well, it doesn't help the Commerce Tigers have been weak in those off-tackle runs all season. And now after the injuries have plagued them, even weaker at that, Pennington just picks it apart. Gets some good blocking on the edge, takes it to the sideline, cuts it upfield. He's gone.
That extended the lead to 21-0, 9:41 left in the first half. And yet again, the Farmers needed no aid in dominating the struggling Commerce Tigers throughout the first half.
Three backs shoulder to shoulder behind Cole Anderson. Two tight ends. Line of scrimmage, the Commerce 1 yard line. Anderson under center. Turn, gives it to Simons. Dives at the goal line, touchdown. Andrew Simons, his first touchdown of the night.
And he just dives over the line, gets the touchdown in the air before he's grabbed and pushed back. Once you break that flame, that's point.
Yep.
28-0 Farmersville all over Commerce. And that ended the first half of play. Scoring in the second half began when Farmersville continued to absolutely crop dust the Tigers with their relentless offense.
Anderson in the shotgun has Simons to his left and Pennington to his right. He fakes to Simons, keeps it himself, and Anderson in for the touchdown. Some nice running there by the quarterback, Cole Anderson. Very shifty.
Oh, yeah, just takes off to the left. The Commerce defense bites on the fake off to the right. So Anderson just keeps it, takes off to the left, gets near the goal line, shifts to the right, and he's in untouched.
That raised the lead to 35-0, Farmersville pulverizing Commerce with 7 minutes left in the third. And just when a shutout appeared imminent for Commerce, the Tigers awakened, albeit briefly, and roared onto the scoreboard on this punt return.
Cole Anderson will punt. Is that their first punt tonight? This is very low and scooped up on the run by Brand Kelly for Commerce. Down the far sideline, Brand Kelly at the 30-yard line of the 20. And Brand Kelly going to return it for a Commerce touchdown.
Brand Kelly better be thanking his special teams blockers. Tremendous blocking upfield. He cuts to the sideline, takes it upfield. One man left to beat, the punter, and boom, he's knocked on his butt in the dirt too. Excellent blocking upfield and great vision from Brand Kelly.
Late in the third, it was Commerce 7, Farmersville 35. Then in the opening minute of the fourth quarter, the Farmers made it very clear they had no intention of being toppled.
They go from the spread, two wide to the near side, one to the far side. Hand off, this is Simon. Off right tackle, tearing through the Commerce secondary, and it's a touchdown.
The second one of the evening, and right there, just good, again, good blocking at the linebacker level. Some great blocking upfield from the Farmers, and let Simon just jet in there for the touchdown.
7-42 as Farmersville further extended their big lead. Commerce was not ready to just roll over and expose their bellies, however. The Tigers wrapped up a 7-play, 55-yard drive like this.
First down and goal from the 2. Pitch back, Kelly lowers his shoulder at the goal line. Touchdown. Second touchdown of the night for Brand Kelly.
That made the score Commerce 14, Farmersville 42 with 2.5 minutes left in the game. But Farmersville, after getting the ball back, They were ready to just throw some dirt on this game and call it a win. As the seconds elapsed, Farmersville got that win. Commerce 14, Farmersville 42, the final score. So it turned out to be a rather scary night for Commerce after all, adding another loss on the season. Next week, it's senior night for the Commerce Tigers playing at Memorial Stadium in Commerce, and the opponent will be Caddo Mills. We'll have that game for you live here on KETR with the 7:30 kickoff. Big Friday night scoreboard program gets underway at 6:30 with score updates from other games all around Northeast Texas. Hey, even though it was a rough loss for the Tigers, there were some lighter moments in our call of the game. I'd like to bring you those now in the minky moments of the game.
Trying to get cheerleaders to throw me a football, John Mark. They won't do it.
I'll go over there and tell them if you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cooper just wants an excuse to talk to the cheerleader.
Hey, I have a girlfriend.
It's all the better. You don't feel as guilty.
I don't know.
You don't feel as creepy.
Just for that, I'm not going over there.
Throw me under the bus. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm going blind. It's all right.
First
blind,
down.
Bald, fat, out of shape, broken back. All right. But I love me some football.
Thanks for listening to the highlights of the Farmersville versus Commerce game on your station, 88.9 KETR and KETR.org. I'm Matt Minkie.